The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a question for you to ponder and to mull over. In tempestuous times, when life is very difficult, what do you do to bring yourself peace? Where do you turn? Personally, I don't follow the news anymore. I stay vaguely in touch, and that's about it, but I can't stand it, really. It's designed to make you angry. I have firsthand experience in that. I was a news reporter for NBC News Radio. I remember my editor saying, "Don't ever forget, agitate, agitate." It's designed to make you angry. And even if nothing's happened, they'll try to scare you about what might happen based on what just happened, right? So, vexatious to the spirit. I don't follow it. And if there's not enough going on in the world to get you upset, there's certainly plenty going on in your own life. So the question is, where do you turn for the peace that you need? It might not surprise you to realize that most people don't find the peace that they need. Instead, they just escape. There are all kinds of escapes from the pain of life. I think this is part of the reason why there are so many activists now with their pointless points of view and their various causes, chanting and screaming in the streets. It's an escape, really. It's a way to give your life purpose. And then, of course, there's workaholism. I'm convinced that a lot of these high-powered executive multimillionaire CEOs aren't in it so much for the money and for the ego as they are for the escape. There's nothing like throwing yourself into tasks to avoid your duties and responsibilities. And of course, there's consumerism, right? Haven't you heard? Happiness is just one purchase away. Just ask any advertiser. You might not be happy now, but for only $19.95, I can change all that, right? And then, of course, we all know there's substance abuse of all sorts. An escape. You try to dull the pain that you can't deal with, like a narcotic. And that's because God has so constructed the human heart that there's only one source of peace, and that's Himself. God designed the human heart to run on Him. And the only way that happens is unconditional surrender. Not the slightest filament of a condition. And then you'll finally find peace. And if I could only make one point with you here this morning, it would be this. Remember, unconditional surrender to God means surrendering to things that you do not understand. Now, don't misunderstand me. God's will makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. God is logic and reason itself. It's just that it doesn't always make sense right up front. And that brings us to the story we just heard of these 10 lepers and Jesus healing them. There hadn't been a healing from leprosy in Israel in over 700 years. And I imagine these 10 lepers didn't have the highest expectations when they came to Jesus. But, you know, man who's got nothing's a man who's got nothing to lose. So they go up to Jesus and they say, you know, "Have pity on us." And what's fascinating about that phrase is, you know what they actually said in Greek? Kyrie eleison. God, come and help us. And then Jesus does something that doesn't make any sense. He tells them to go to see the priests. Now notice, he doesn't heal them right on the way, right on the spot. They get healed as they're going to the priests. But telling those lepers to go see the priests is something that didn't make any sense. Now, in the book of Leviticus, the Jewish Levitical priests would, in fact, inspect a leper after a healing to make sure that he's healed, and if he was healed, he'd issue a certificate to the leper that would allow him to rejoin the community and the worship in the temple. But do you know what would happen if you went to a priest of Israel before you were healed? The priest had a bag of rocks in his belt to throw at the lepers if they got too close, because, you know, he didn't want to become ritually impure. So the idea that you would go see the priest, that made no sense. But they surrendered to what didn't make sense. And notice, that faith was their healing. And I would like to suggest that it's the same for you and for me. There's something that I like to call the scandal of the specific. I'm not sure if I stole that phrase from somebody else or if I was genius enough to think it up myself, but I like it, right? The scandal of the specific. And what that means is, we all say that we love God's will, as long as it's nice and vague and distant. However, when God's will becomes specific, when it becomes this illness, or this death in the family, or this difficult coworker, or this financial hardship, suddenly we turn to God and we say, "Why me, God? What happened to your faith in such moments?" It's precisely in such moments of difficulty, when things don't make sense, that's when we need to surrender the most. And let me tell you how to do it. It's not easy. But just like these lepers, just like the story of the lepers and the gratitude, the key to you want to surrender to God in one single instant, you can do it with a simple prayer of gratitude. That's all you have to do. Maybe just to throw up a glory be. Force it if you have to. And I'm not talking about giving thanks to God for pain, right? We're not masochists. But when things go wrong, and you're able to turn to God and say thank you, you show an astonishing depth of faith in God's power and in the knowledge that no matter how things might appear, God knows what he's about. St. Jose Maria Escriva, he used to say, "Give thanks to God for the things that go wrong." It's great advice. St. Therese said the exact same thing. It'll quote from Therese here for you to share with you this morning on this very subject. She says, "What draws down most graces from the heart of our dear Lord is gratitude. If we thank him, he hastens to send us 10 more gifts. And if we thank him again with the same sincerity, what an incalculable multiplication of grace. I've experienced this myself. Try it for yourself and see." So just a little thought to share with you here this morning. Even in difficult things, be joyful, be thankful. That's where true peace is found. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today, shall we? St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, pray for us.